Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 26 December 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly known as VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. You know, every topic related to ham radio is always on topic, but we like to, you know, have something to get things rolling. So, this week, this is the last net of calendar year 2022. And this means that we have had 5 years of the SDF ARC weekly net. So this is a good time, I think, to take stock and think about, are we doing this right? Could we do it better? You know, think about what you might suggest for changes in the way we run the net. Any ideas are welcome. And if you can't think of something to say during the net right now, you can always mention it in the mailing list, sdfarc-l@sdf.org, or you can email me, jwh@sdf.org, with any suggestions you have. Complaints, suggestions, anything about the net, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what we could do better, love to hear it. So let me reset the timer. Okay, because the ham conference is linked to TechLink, I probably should explain a little bit about how we do check-ins here. I'm using the Windows Echolink app, so I have a dashboard here that shows what stations are connected to the TechLink conference. I see KB0ROT, BK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, and VA3JIC. Let me write that down. So if there are any stations probably out there on the ham conference listening and want to be added to my check-in list, come forward with your call sign in a moment. I will pause long enough to receive several call signs in a row so you don't have to wait for each one to be acknowledged. I can, you know, we'll batch them up. And I will add each new call sign to my check-in list. And when we run out of new call signs, then I'll start going down my list and giving everyone a chance to speak. Let's see, am I leaving anything out here? Blah, 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 blah. We used to have a DMR bridge, but it's been AWOL lately. Let's see here. Okay, so any stations out there who did not hear their call sign when I ran down the list on my dashboard, if you want to be added to the check-in list, please call now. Okay, following that tsunami, now I'll start going down my list here, starting with KB0ROT.
Well, good afternoon there, Wayne. I really don't have too much to, mention to talk about. I think you're doing everything good. That's running the net. I know I believe I may have checked in once, I'm not sure, but I plan on continuing on checking into your net weekly. It's been a lot of snow, and getting lots of it now, and interstates are closed down here in South Dakota. They were about 3-4 days ago and back down again, so I'm going to be just riding along and listening. I find the net should be very interesting as well. If I do have any, you know, questions or anything like that, we will definitely get back to you there, Wayne. Thank you for making the call to me. AB9FJ from KB0ROT. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you, Ken, for joining us this week. And yes, the weather situation here where I am located, I'm in central Illinois, a couple of hours drive south of Chicago. And so Thursday night we had, I don't know if they're still calling it, what was it, an Arctic, a polar vortex, something like that. Anyway, we had a blast of cold air come through. Temperatures dropped from around freezing to a few degrees below zero. I think last night today we got up to the teens, so we're kind of back to where December normally is, or getting there anyway. But I noticed some of my neighbors have been crawling into their crawl spaces, and so I'm thinking we probably have a few places with frozen pipes here. Knock on wood, not on my house yet. So it was bad enough that I didn't go out anywhere Thursday and Friday. I ventured out a little bit yesterday, and of course today there was nothing to do. But yeah, so that's kind of the weather report from Che, AB9FJ. Anyway, next on my list, VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group of VK6BQQ. Yeah, very good. Well, you know, they've been mentioning all sorts of Arctic conditions and whatnot, but I think poor Ken out there in Dakota, he's catching it. he's got the old winter lugs coming up, that's for sure. Anyway, all good, and it's great to hear Catherine in here from Wichita. So we'll catch him in here shortly. But good to hear you in here, and I'm not sure, but I think we got a VA3 Juliet India Charlie James. Not familiar with that particular call, but I'm sure he's going to let us know what's going on here. Back to you, Wayne. Always a pleasure, sir, and thank you for being here. VK6BQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. It's good to hear your voice. You're sounding marvelous. Let's see. Next on my list, then, is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody else on the net. Great to hear Reg again. It's been cold, as you noticed, here in East Central Illinois. We've been doing pretty well here at the Hacienda. No broken pipes. I have a system in place for dealing with that. I've learned where the weak points are, and I heat them up. Had thought maybe I'd make a fire, but the wind was so ferocious that I thought that was a bad idea and didn't do it. So we're heating with gas and electricity. So far, so good, and starting to warm up. And then we're going to get a ton of rain. Anyway, weather up and down. Other than that, I think the way this net proceeds is perfectly fine. I have no suggestions. Maybe if I ponder it, I'll come up with something and I'll ping an email address. But otherwise, it's a pleasure. I'm cooking dinner, so I'm going to have to bail. But it's nice to get my piece in. And greetings to everyone. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Good to hear from you, as always. Now I'm down to Victor Alpha 3, Juliet India Charlie, and I don't recognize that call sign, so this might be a new check-in, and so I'm going to rewind and give them the opening here just in case. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. Long story. If you would like to learn more about it, you can go to sdf.org and get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of cool stuff with it. You know, mailbox, website, gopher site, all kinds of stuff. So with that, VA3JIC, our topic this week, well, the topic this week is what's right with this net, what's wrong with it, what can we do to make it better. So if this is your first time here, you probably don't have much to say about it. But now that you're here, introduce yourself, and welcome to our net.
AB9FJ, Victor Alpha 3, Julie India Charlie. Well, thank you so much for taking my check-in. I do appreciate that, and you're correct. My name is James, and I'm from Southern Ontario, and I've never been on your net before. It's very much of a pleasure to be here with you gentlemen, and definitely would like to say Merry Christmas to you all. And no, I do not have nothing to say about your net, because I have not been on here, but I think I'd like to rejoin this once again. And become a weekly thing here. So that's me here in a nutshell, and I hear you guys talking about the weather. Well, yesterday here we were at about a minus 17 with a wind chill about a minus 28. Today seems like kind of heaven here with a minus 18 with a wind chill. Let me reset. Victor Alpha 3, Julie India Charlie. So yeah, we're heading into a heat wave here of the whole 7 degrees come Friday. So we're absolutely looking forward to that. Once again, thanks for taking my check, and I do appreciate that. Back to net control, Victor Alpha 3, Julie India Charlie.
Okay, thank you, James. And yes, we do this every week at the same time, zero UTC Monday morning, which is mostly Sunday evening here in North America. Okay, let's see, next on my list then is, let me get my magnifier out here, all right, Kilo Echo 5, Charlie Echo Juliet. Now, that call sign is kind of familiar. I'm not sure if this is someone who's new to our net, so I think you were here when I gave the opening so that you know what we're all about here. So, KE5CEJ, welcome to our net.
Well, good evening. Yeah, my name is Catherine, and I'm sometimes the net control on the Flying Pig Net here on TechLink on Friday nights, which starts, which I'm trying to think, it'd be 0200 hours UTC, if I get my time clock ready. So anyway, yeah, I sometimes will check this node from time to time to see what's going on. First time I've heard of this net, so very interesting. I'm going to have to leave here pretty soon, but yeah, I'll go ahead and look at that website. It sounds interesting, and I will probably be back here in the future on the future nets. But anyway, nice meeting you all, and hope you had a very safe and happy holidays. And you know, we're going to have New Year's coming up. I went out to an Asian restaurant and had a very, very nice meal. Nice people, very good food. One of the dishes was a Thai-style beef salad. Very, very tasty. So anyway, this is KE5CJ. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. Good to have you on our net here. And we do this every week, so please do come back in the future. And let's see, we had a station pop in, and I think he went away again. Juliet Golf 6, Mike Yankee Mike, a.k.a. Alpha Kilo 1 Juliet Alpha, but didn't hang around, so oh well, maybe next time. But I noticed that a new station has joined us here. Is that Kilo Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf Uniform. And it's your turn, actually. I've come to the end of the list, so let me fill you in. The topic this week is Do you have any complaints or suggestions about how we do our little net here? We are finishing the fifth year of this net. The first one was, I think it was the 1st of January 2018. So 5 years of doing this net every week. I think we might have had 1 or 2 weeks when something came up and we didn't have a net. But pretty much every week we've had this net for the last 5 years. So I don't know, back in the days of the Soviet Union, they were always having 5-year plans, right? So maybe we need a 5-year plan for our net here. What have we been doing good? What have we not been doing so good? What can we improve? That's kind of what the topic is today. And if you don't have a contribution right now, remember, you can always send me an email at jwh@sdf.org, or you can post a message in the mailing list, sdfarc-l@sdf.org. And if you're not already subscribing to it, go to our website, sdfarc.org, to find the instructions for subscribing to the mailing list. So, without further ado, let's go to KF5HGU.
Well, good evening. This is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Hotel Golf Uniform. My name is Bob, North Central Texas, Mesquite, suburb of Dallas. I really can't comment on the net. The fact you've been doing it for 5 years is quite an accomplishment. There's another fellow on here this evening that's VK6BQQ. I see him on the list. He's been doing the net for quite a long time. I can't remember exactly how long it is. I don't have any comments on your net. Apparently doing something right to have lasted about 5 years. I've only been on here a couple of times, but I enjoy listening when I can. KF5HU, back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And that's fine. If you don't have a suggestion or a complaint, that's okay. Especially the no complaint part, like that. Let me acknowledge that VK2DY has joined us. And for his benefit, I'm going to reiterate that the topic this week is, we're coming to the end of the fifth year of this net. So it's time to take stock and think about the future. So what do you like about the net? What do you not like about it? What do you think we could do to make it better? That's what the topic is this week. So, VK2DY, you have the floor.
Yes, good morning. Excuse me. It's Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, currently in Moss Vale, New South Wales, part of the Southern Highlands. We went out of town for Christmas. We're still out of town. We went down to visit my brother-in-law yesterday. We came down on Christmas Eve. Went down to Jervis Bay on the beach Christmas Day, and now we're back up in Moss Vale trying to plan a return to Sydney. Unfortunately, the road back to Sydney is the Hume Highway, and it is chock-a-block full at the moment, so we're avoiding it. It is just 30 degrees here, which is what in Fahrenheit, 87, something like that. Reasonable summer temperature, I guess. Sun is shining, sky is blue. I don't know what to suggest about the net. This Monday morning business, down here Monday morning, everything is full of nets. you have to sort of pick and choose between nets. I'm not sure that this time is the best, but I guess it is what it is. I don't really have any other suggestions or any other things with it. That's all I can say is that this is a crazy time for nets. This Sunday evening, Monday morning net time. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, well, thank you for being a regular with us there, Robert. I think you've been checking into the net pretty close to the beginning, 5 years ago. So you're one of the call signs that I expect to see on the dashboard here every week. Not having a suggestion, that's okay. If anybody who thinks of an idea that might spice things up a little bit would definitely be welcome. So let me check the dashboard here. I don't see any new call signs popping up there. So let me take one special standby for anyone on the ham conference, because with linking conferences, there's a little bit more latency. So I'm going to drag my feet a little bit and wait for any call signs coming from the ham conference who would like to join our net this week. So anyone out there on the ham conference who would like to join us, please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so I've given everyone a chance to speak. So now it's time for rechecks or additional comments. So if you would like to add something to what you said before, please come now with your call sign. Okay, well, it occurs to me that this might be an example of something that we might change. The way that I've always done the net is that, everybody has their chance to speak, and then I ask if anyone would like to, recheck or add something to what they say. Now, other nets I know do kind of a round robin thing, where everyone who checks in after, one round, then the net control starts going down that list and calls on each person who checked in and asks them to, say something else. So perhaps that is one way of getting a little bit more activity. So do you think that we should switch to doing something like that? Yeah. So think about that. If you have an opinion about it right now, then come forward with it. Or, as I said, you can email me or the mailing list, and we will, consider it for changing the format of the net in the future. So let me check the dashboard again. I don't see any new call signs. So do we have any comments?
This is KB0ROT.
Go ahead, Ken.
I was going to ask you, Wayne, what is your average people that do check into your nets on average? Over.
I haven't done an actual average calculation, but off the top of my head, typically the last few months we've been running around 9 or 10 check-ins each week.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty decent. I was just kind of curious, What do you expect, being Christmas and everything, and people are away, and yet there's always a group, even on special holidays and such, do check in with the net there anyway. Well, thank you for that information, and I feel you're doing a good job as a net controller, and we'll be back soon, next week as well, and think of things to discuss there. Back to net control from KB0ROT. Thank you, Wayne.
Okay, and thank you, Ken, for your interest. And so since it's almost 0:30 UTC, this is probably about time for a final call. So, if you have something else you would like to say to the net, please call now. Otherwise, I will be wrapping up the net. Okay. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 029 UTC. If you would like to continue, forget about, there is this talk group on DMR 31650. So if you're on DMR, you can give it a try. Other than that, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.